Hello and welcome back to my podcast. I am Rachel Hawksworth and this week I will be talking about finding my niche. Now, I know that this is a huge thing when anybody wants to start a podcast or a blog or even a business Instagram or a new Instagram if you want to become an influencer. Now, the pressure to be new and interesting and keeping it fresh but while also staying relatable can be really, really tough. I know this because I, for years, have wanted to start a blog or a podcast or something. And then it just kind of clicked. So I'm going to go over all of that today. I want to start with a quote, which I really, really love, by someone called Tom Waits. And it goes like this. It is, "I didn't really want to be part of a clique or a niche, but I also was looking for my own voice as a writer and a world I could call my own." That resonates with me because you don't want to be the same as everybody else. You want to stand out. You want to be yourself. But you also want to find your own voice. And sometimes your own voice matches what other people are already doing. And that's okay. So, yes, a bit of background. I have known that I wanted to start a blog for a really, really long time. I actually remember wanting to start writing when I was still in college, which was over 12 years ago now. But every time I would just start and stop, I'd create a page and then just never write anything, or I'd give up because I'd started and assumed I would fail. I assumed no one would want to read my little blog or listen to my podcast. Why would anybody be interested in my thoughts? But then recently something just clicked, just changed in my head. I think it was towards the end of my last relationship, and then especially when it ended, it was very toxic. I lost a lot of myself in that relationship. That's a story for another day. So I'll save all those details about how this came about. I'll just let you know how it basically came about. So I finally just decided that's it. I'm going to start my blog. I'm going to record my first podcast. And I'm starting it for me and no one else. Obviously, it is for other people in a sense that I want other people to listen. I want other people to be involved. I want to create a sense of community. But I started it to make me happy. And then I spent approximately about 19,000 hours, maybe a slight exaggeration, but trying to narrow down my niche. So I kept reading about needing a niche. And what is your niche? Who is your audience? How are they going to find you if you don't have a niche? But if I'm honest, the word lost its meaning after a while. And then I just thought, you know what? Just start. Just sit down and write something, just post something. I can find my niche either as I go, or maybe I can create my own niche. I can grow into a niche. Like, I can find what I want to focus on, and then something fab happened. I actually remembered who the fuck I was and realised I know exactly what I want to write about and what I want to share, and I needed to stop focusing so much on what I think I should write or talk about or share. And what I think might be popular. And I need to share content for me. Because I know that that's enough. And everybody, listen, everybody in the back. If you do something you love with passion, then others will love it too. I promise you. If you do something you love and you commit to it with passion, others will love it. You don't need to try to appeal to everyone. Nothing appeals to everyone. How dull would the world be if every single person had the same interests, hobbies, thoughts? If we all got enjoyment from the same content, then we would never have anything new in common. We would never have people that we connect with in a different way to others. How would we know who's a good match for us if everyone's a match? It wouldn't be interesting. And what I'm interested in and what I do in my life is what I'm going to share. And I know that that's going to resonate with some of you. Others won't be interested. But those aren't the people that I'm trying to appeal to. So, for me, I spend a lot of my time, when I'm not at home, obviously, I like to try new bars and restaurants. I do have, obviously, places which I love, which I go to. I try to go to on different nights, maybe, or to different events. So whether it's a bar that I love the vibe of on a Friday night, and I find out that they do a Wednesday quiz night, I'll try and go, for example. I also live for an activity. Like, I just bloody love it. So, my next blog that I'm writing at the moment, actually, and I'll do a little podcast on it too. My blog, there's a link in my profile, It's based on a certain London-based activity bar, which offers a bottomless brunch, which not many people know of. And honestly, it's the best offer I've found in the city for how much it is and what you get. I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you. I have a few pictures from there, but where we were having so much fun, I didn't get too many, which is a shame. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Then I also have my 30th birthday coming up. Now, I've had a whole weekend away planned in London for a while, and I can't wait to share it. But what's funny is I had some solid plans for the weekend at some of my favourite haunts and activity bars. One of them being Swingers Mini Golf, Bally Ballerson, places like that. But due to COVID-19 pandemic, every one of them will be closed for obvious reasons. So this meant I've had to change my plans. And now I have reservations at 6 different bars and a table for brunch, all at places which I've never been. So I'm very excited to try those out. They involve rooftops, speakeasies, a new brunch spot, which looks stunning. Obviously it's bottomless because everyone knows that the only way to do brunch is bottomless. Plus I've got a penthouse apartment with a rooftop terrace and views over Shoreditch. Seriously, the weekend is set up to be amazing. I've also created my own party bags for the girls that are going with personalised goodies. I can't wait to see their faces when they get them. And I'm going to be talking more all about that in detail after the 3rd of August, which is my birthday, because I don't want them to hear anything in them. The surprises be ruined. Plus, I know that they've got a lot planned. So that's the kind of stuff that excites me. I just wanted to give you a bit of background of what's to come, what I feel passionately about, and you can probably hear it in my voice, which makes it more interesting for you. And that's what you should be doing. Not everybody gets excited by the same things. I'm not going to go over the same words, but you get my drift. I also will be sharing lifestyle and fashion content. So I am personally a curvy plus girl. I'm not like size 20 or above, but I would be considered plus in a lot of places because I'm 14 up to 16. The reason I don't say plus size always is because quite often plus size is from 16 up, and I'm not always that. I have two huge wardrobes of clothes. I have accessories coming out of my ears. Plus, I've got cases of bits. So everything from loungewear to workwear to ravewear, I'll be sharing, basically. Not on here as much because, obviously, it's quite visual, but on my blog especially. And then also, I've decided to do some weekly fashion challenges that I'll be setting up with the help of my Instagram followers. And I'm looking forward to trying new things and sharing old classics. It's things that I find fun that I think that other people would gain something from seeing too. Whether that be confidence in wearing new styles, how to repurpose things, learning all about how fast fashion impacts the world, and how actually a lot of the things which you might just throw away, you can use in a different way. You can use it for a different thing. Something that was workwear, you can mix up and make into something for a party. So now you know what to expect from me in the future. Kind of. I will also be touching on things like mental health and confidence and body positivity, but that's for another day. I really do. I've said this before, but I hope you're looking forward to it as much as I am, even if only a couple of people hear this and get inspiration or any joy and enjoyment. That's still great. The objective is to enjoy this for myself and other people. I'm not doing this to create an income for myself. That would be fantastic. Obviously, who wouldn't love to create something that they love and feel passionate about, and then that be their job and that be their income? That would be fantastic. But I'm not looking to just make money out of this, so I'm not going to turn this into something that it's not, purely for an income. This is a big passion of mine. It's going to be a hobby alongside my current job, which I work in finance. So all I can say is, if you're thinking of starting a blog, a podcast, an Instagram, a YouTube, anything, my only bit of advice is to just start. Just start writing. Sit down and film something. Sit down and record something. I cannot rave about Podbean enough because it was the simplest thing I've ever done. And once I've got a bit of an established following, I know I can pay for a plan. On here, on WordPress, I can increase then. But for now, at least I'm creating something. And I'm finding my feet along the way. I'm finding my niche along the way. So if you create what you want to see and share what you want to share, then that's what's important, because other people out there will then relate to it, and you'll be creating content for people like you. You'll create a community. People will feel you're relatable. That's what's important. Your first podcasts, your first posts, your first blogs are never going to be your best. Do not hold yourself up to a standard of someone who already has 250,000 followers. But at least you've started and you can grow from there. Your blog, your podcast, your YouTube, your anything should be something that makes you happy to create. Content on any platform should be something that makes you happy and you proud of yourself. And you proud to listen to, something that feels like you. Or the you you want to be. That's what needs to happen for you. Then you'll be happy. I personally haven't shown this to my friends yet. I haven't shown it to my family yet. That's something that I've taken a personal choice in doing because I want to find my own feet and my own kind of footing before I'm really proud of it and I can say, hey, check out what I created. That's just something for me because I'd rather start off slow, grow, learn. Other people might just want to get straight in there and get loads of followers. They'll promote it on your Instagram. Either way is fine. Any questions, you know what to do. Pop it in there. My Instagram is Rachel_Hawksworth. My blog, the link is in my profile, I think. But it's also Rachel Hawksworth. Comment, message, follow me. Let's chat, let's share, let's grow together. If you're new to this as well, it'd be great to hear from you. We can mention each other. We can help find other people who would be interested in listening because I also want to listen to you. So, huge, huge love, people. Stay safe, wear a mask, and be kind. That's it from me. Have a great day.